What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Pennsylvania House is being called into session this weekend to pass a mass transit funding bill. Governor Josh Shapiro and other Democratic lawmakers from southeastern PA are urging Republicans in the state Senate to move on it, as SEPTA's deadline for service cuts is exactly a week away. Following that for us, KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward.
Bucks County Republican State Senator Steve Sanicero says people in southeastern PA need to make their voices heard on SEPTA and mass transit funding.
And they need to make sure that particularly the Republican majority in the state Senate hears how important funding for mass transit is.
Sanicero says service cuts would not only affect students, commuters, and businesses who rely on SEPTA, but will also drastically increase traffic on major roads, including I-95, 76, and 476. The state house has been called back this weekend to vote on a transit funding bill that includes Senate Republican wishes, like increased funding for rural roads and highways and increased state oversight of SEPTA. Governor Shapiro:
we have seen the House of Representatives under Speaker McClinton and Leader Bradford and those representatives who are here pass funding for mass transit four times, and the Senate has failed to act on it even once.
The state Senate has yet to announce any additional voting sessions. SEPTA says if it doesn't have funding in place by August 14th, it will begin steps for service cuts that will go into effect August 24th. Jim Melward, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.